If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we got a new crew today, but we still want your involvement. Excellent text so far on the Wheeler texting line. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. You know there are plenty of people out there listening, and you've thought about participating. Maybe this is the day. Maybe Susie intimidates you. Maybe Dave is so annoying that you want no part of him.
I agree.
Dave's in L.A., is Susie just taking one of her 500 vacation days or something? Do we know where Susie is today?
Susie's on a family vacation.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Yeah.
The one she last was on 2 weeks ago and the 2 weeks before. It's good to be Susie.
Well deserved.
It's good to be Susie. By the way, if you're interested in Susie, you need excellent 401k, teeth, a job. And if you're ready to pass away soon and have a lot of money, she wouldn't mind that either. All those are characteristics Susie would like for the next.
No body counts, though.
Yes.
She's looking for love. I help her all the time in the office with her apps.
Okay, so let's, before we get to overrated and underrated, she is looking for love.
She is.
Apparently, as the song said, in all the wrong places.
Well, she's on Bumble, so not all the wrong places.
Right. Okay, so is she being too picky? Is she not being picky enough? What is she? Because I think she's great.
She's going on dates, so I think she's not a ton. No, but she's giving some people a chance, which I think is big of her to do that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's a big deal. So I mean, if you get to go out with Susie, it's a big deal. Do you have one piece of advice, Taylor, for Susie that she's not following up on right now in the dating scene?
Don't date fans. That's a big issue for
her. Is that what she's?
Don't date your fans.
I'm going to work that one in. I'm going to file that away. Okay, so what do you have? Taylor's about to chime in, then Josh, then me. You can text right now, 651-461-9226. My memory's, Taylor, that you played this game very well last time, and you weren't timid in your opinion. So let's go. What do you have?
You caught me on an opinionated day that day. Yes, today is overrated movie franchise reboots.
Thank you.
I'm over it. Everyone acts like they're over it, but they continue to go to the theater for a movie that you've seen 50 times throughout the years with a different cast. It's the same song and dance. I'm over it. I want more original movies. I'm sick of the fifth Superman movie.
Avengers 97. Okay. Do you know who's not over it? The stockholders.
Yeah.
The people run the company. I'm with you. I listen, I've said this before, too. COVID, and it's not health-related now in any way. I used to go to maybe 20, 25 movies a year. I don't go to as many because they're seemingly on our TV 5 minutes later. And also, it's crap-a-palooza. I don't need soup. You go right now, you go to, you know, half the theaters have 20 screens. And 17 of them have some superhero movie. But the comeback is, hey, my job is to make money. And so that's their comeback.
Chad, I'm 27, and this is the third Superman franchise that I've seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, just wait. Just wait. And Superman, as we've established before, is dull.
Yeah.
He's not that interesting. He's the weakest of the superheroes as far as entertainment. I can't believe it. You know, Clark Kent and Superman, they look so different. I can see how they pull that off. It's ridiculous.
Amazing cast, but let's get something new here.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Working from home. I have worked from home and now working in a very busy newsroom where I'm here 5 days a week. I feel like you enjoy your time off and you actually, you use different parts of your brain. You're at work when you're at work and you're at home when you're at home. And
so is this properly rated or what was this one?
I would say overrated.
Working
from home. Everyone
working
acts
from
like
home.
It's the best thing in the world. Like they love, you know, being relaxed in their home space and being able to get work done. No, I like to know when I'm relaxing at home, and I like to know when I'm at work and I need to be dialed
in. Jeez, are you Adam Carter? I mean, Carter basically thinks anybody works from home should be shot, and a half that is because his partner works from home most of the time. He's frustrated. But I think some people can pull it off, Taylor, and others don't. And by the way, there's nothing wrong. If you feel like, hey, I'm home, I'm distracted, I'm doing other things, then come to work. Right. And we're seeing obviously a bigger push from businesses to try to get people back. And that's not going to slow down. So what was your last job where you worked at home?
Well, when I worked upstairs in the sales office, we worked partially from home.
Do the salespeople in this building never come in anymore?
They come in 3 days a week and I give them their dues.
Okay.
But I think I struggled with leaving work at work when you're working from home. You're always kind of, you have that work mode on at home, and I don't like that.
You don't like that? You like to cut it off completely?
Yeah. I like to not think about work or anything when I'm
got
at
it.
Home.
There's plenty of people. You're old school that way, Taylor. You're an old school 27-year-old on that particular topic. Okay, one last one.
And then my last overrated was Minnesota summers. Everyone hypes them up because the winters are so hard. But I've had to take my rain jacket out, my sweater out this summer more than I have in past summers.
It's a garbage summer.
Everyone who talks about Minnesota summers, if you came here this year for Minnesota summers, you are not going to find
awful.
That great Minnesota summer.
What has been good about this summer weather-wise?
Nothing.
You know, the weekend was pretty good.
I suppose.
But then again, this whole week until Friday, it's going to rain. All right, Josh, what do you got? You chime in.
All right, overrated. ESPN Plus over the weekend. So anybody that knows me knows I'm a fights guy. I love watching the fights, UFC, WWE, whatever it may be. Go to buy UFC 318, and it comes up with some error code. And this goes on for about 20 minutes. We're talking a $70 purchase, and it will not let you in. And this was an ongoing battle. I even went to the Twitter machine to make sure I was not the only one. I wasn't. This was like a wide thing.
Was this a big fight?
It was Dustin Poirier's like going away, like one of the bigger fighters in UFC.
I know the name.
Yeah. It was his retirement fight. So a lot of buys. Not sure as far as like what the gate was and whatnot. But yeah, ESPN Plus is just kind of hit or miss when it comes to being a streaming app. I've had issues with it before, but you know, when you put so much money into it, I'm going to start.
When did it come back?
It was about, so the fight, the main card started at 9. We got in at 9:20.
What ESPN did, I'm sure they sent you half your money back.
Yeah, sure.
That's one of those feelings of what can I do outside of just click, refresh.
Pretty much. Properly rated, your 2025 Summer League champions, the Charlotte Hornets.
Okay.
The fact that we're celebrating.
Who's celebrating it?
Like,
no one.
This is like
who's
the last dance where Michael Jordan tells Ron Harper to calm down about winning a Paris tournament. And, you know, having a trophy until the actual Larry O'Brien is hoisted. Like,
Josh,
let's calm down.
Overrated that you're paying attention to the Summer League champions.
Yeah, that's my, but it's my job as a producer.
Yeah.
My Sunday
you
host.
You also like it.
My Sunday host is really into it. So
is Corzo into Summer Ball?
Oh, he DVRs every game. I'm not kidding.
No, you're
I'm not kidding.
In the entire league?
No.
Just Wolves. Okay.
Yeah. And then I had it here, underrated. Yesterday marked 13 years since the Dark Knight Rises movie. You guys talked about superheroes. Dark Knight Rises came out 13 years ago. It is just as good as the other two movies. Dark Knight's definitely the superior of the three, but Dark Knight Rises is deserves so much more credit for just that, just capping off what is one of the best trilogies as far as movies go.
Oh, I would push back a little bit. I think it gets endless praise. I think because of Heath Ledger and Bale. And
I'm saying the third, like Dark Knight Rises, doesn't get enough credit with Tom Hardy as Bane.
My mistake. No, I think that's fair. You're 100% right.
Yeah,
Tom Hardy was very good villain in that.
Gotten so that's 13 years ago.
Yeah, Tom Hardy, he's a damn good actor.
And as I pointed out on Twitter, Hines Ward still has the only touchdown for Gotham. They're still leading 6-0, and the stadium imploded.
Something sort of happened with the stadium. All right, what do you have? 651-461-9226. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Our friend John Bream will join us in less than 15 minutes. Minnesota Yacht Club Festival, enormous crowds, great weather, good music. I was there Friday, enjoyed it. So John Bream on that and other music topics. Chip Scoggins with us at 205. So plenty more to get to. You can always follow us. Josh, how should they follow you on the Twitter machine?
I think it's at JoshWheeler23.
Very good.
Last time I checked.
At Chad Hartman Show. You can podcast us anywhere you get Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, on Instagram. The occasional pictures I post up there, Chad Hartman Show. Among the texts on overrated, underrated, properly rated, we'd love to get more too. 651-461-9226. reaction to our topic, the last half hour, the first hour on airplane flight scares, air traffic controllers, very underrated. Correct. We take them massively for granted. Properly rated, Scotty Scheffler. Yeah, this is my addiction. It is remarkable what he's doing. The Tiger comparisons come up a lot in some areas. They are similar in other areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Absurd. The comparison I made the other day, though, is when Rory McIlroy is at his best, then they're very, very close. If they're both at their best, they're extraordinarily close. The difference is right now, even as good a year as Rory's had, he wins the Masters, wins the Players, wins the PGA, wins the Pebble. That's a fantastic year. Rory's much more streaky than Scotty. Scotty got off to a slow start because he had this weird knife injury, a celebration. I think it was around New Year's Eve. And it's a little bit like Tiger and Phil. When Phil was at his absolute best, then he was very close to Tiger. But Tiger was at his absolute best, you know, in 2000 and 2001, 2002, and then a little bit of the transition to Haney. He was at his absolute best so often. And Scheffler, I'm one who in sports likes when we have a dominant team or a dominant player that everybody is trying to take down. I think sports are better when you have a team in the NBA or an NHL where they win three or four, but everybody's trying to get them. Or in tennis, like right now we have Sinner and Alcaraz. The Lynx might be in the middle of another dynastic run if they can win a couple titles after coming close in last year. Scheffler's a monster, and trying to take down him, I think, brings more people to the sport. Underrated, the ability to go to approach shot with another golf ball buried underneath yours. That was the craziness of Rory on Saturday when he's playing well, he's trying to charge. He hits it in the rough, and he hits this kind of with the sawed-off shots that he was hitting a lot this weekend. Hits his ball, and another ball is directly underneath it and comes up. I've never seen something like that ever. And all these broadcasters and all these golfers said they'd never seen it. Overrated, WNBA. Unfortunately, the All-Star game was hard to watch. I don't think so. I think the WNBA is a great product. I think it's getting better and better. And the players are right. They deserve more money when you look at what franchises are valued at. No doubt the league itself is not making money. But look at when teams are sold and look at the expansion fees. They're woefully underpaid. Going back to Josh, your topic, a waste of using Anne Hathaway. Say that Anne wasn't featured enough. Overrated, this texter. State Fair. I go up north that week. Bring me up. I'm ready to go. Underrated, October concerts is TCF Bank, U2 in the rain, best concert. Now, U2 was a summer concert, but outdoor festivals I'm about to get to in a second here. Playing the Rockies, underrated. Joe Ryan's pitching, popular. And Royce Lewis still overrated, even after yesterday. I'm not sure playing the Rockies is underrated if you lose two or three. Underrated, the classic Weber charcoal grill. If you have the patience to pull that off, I think it might still taste a little bit better. Properly rated car washes on the conveyor. I'm not going to say come take my son because I sort of want to be with him, but Quentin adores the indoor car wash experience. There's a reason why I'm a monthly member at Mr. Car Wash. Okay, I was there at the Yacht Club. So I love big crowds and big music. A lot of people say you get a little bit older, you don't do it. If you want to, that's fine. I love it. So I was glad when Michelle reached out right away and said, hey, I got us tickets. Okay. I was wary of the traffic situation. But we both had a bunch going on that day, so we did not get there as early as others because it started, 12:30? So we ended up getting there 6:30. Turns out oldest son, Hunter, and his fiancée, Michaela, were there. So we met up with them a couple times. The parking showing up late and the traffic, a breeze. All I heard all week, in fact, I kept telling Michelle, we should bike. She was 1,000% correct. She's like, nah, it's going to be fine. I kept going, okay. I won't remind you this. Of course, I would have reminded her over and over again. But the traffic, no problem. The sound quality, I thought, was fantastic. Now, convincing whoever convinced Michelle to buy the General Admission Plus, that was absurd. Because the regular General Admission is where we ended up sitting or standing. We just sat barely.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
They were way better than the General Admission Plus, and those, by the way, were hundreds of dollars more. So, Advertising Plus. You got a little access to maybe a little bit shorter lines. No, General Admission Plus was a joke. Now, here's where you have to have skill. I am very adept, Josh, at moving in and out of crowds. Yeah. I think it's an underrated skill that I have, moving in and out of crowds.
Speaking of the fair.
Some people are awful at it, and it gets back to the fair, my idea of spatial awareness. I now want to set up a test. You know, like Trump keeps taking his mental fitness test. He aces it every time. He thinks everybody should take this security test. I think before you go to the Yacht Club Festival, the fair, big crowd, you have to take a spatial awareness test where you know where people are around you. You're not allowed to just bump right into people. You're not allowed to be just a jackass. Because some people, even with, I don't know, was it 30,000 there each night? Some people have no clue and feel like they can just bump right into you, and others kind of turn the body to the right, turn the body to the left, wait for room to open up. So again, I'm not against crowds. I was there. Nobody forced me. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I wish the rain wouldn't come so soon. I would have enjoyed a few more Hozier tunes. But don't be a buffoon with spatial awareness. Your way to get through the crowd is not to run somebody over.
Oh!
And then just act like no big deal. And then one other thing, the two individuals who took pictures of Michelle and I, because they said we looked like we cared for each other, and we do, and just asked for Michelle's number and sent the pictures. What a nice thing to do. Mm-hmm. You were laughing at it, Josh. You were about to laugh at it.
I didn't know where you were going with it, honestly.
They said we looked like we
in today's world
cared for each other. Yeah. And I did think, well, I'm not giving my phone.
Yeah.
And then when the pictures didn't pop up right away, I said, hey, good luck with those Russian bots. But no, it's just two people being kind, taking a picture of a couple that they saw that thoroughly enjoyed each other's company, and I'm very lucky to have her. All right, let's talk about the music itself with our guy, John Bream, Mr. Music in Minnesota. He's next on the Home of the Twins. See, 50 years covering music, this man, John Bream, and he's still as good as ever. It's always a pleasure when John joins us. John with the Star Tribune. John, like all of our guests, he is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. So we culminate the Minnesota Yacht Club last night with Green Day. You were a part of it all 3 days. Did it live up to the expectations a critic would have? And did it live up to the expectations that an everyday music lover would want, considering the circumstances, the locations, the location, and the acts?
Well, that's a long question. They're long involved.
Yes, true.
You know, music festivals like this, you have 30 bands, and like the State Fair, you try to be a little something for everyone.
Yep.
You know, you're not going to like every band, especially if you're a critic. If you're a fan, you may remember, oh, that one song they had in the 90s that was on MTV. I remember that song.
Yeah.
But you don't care for the rest of what they do. But I think all in all, it really lived up to expectations. There was a lot of great music. Every day there was good music, you know, and there were times when, yes, I wish I went to the restroom or I wanted to go stand in line for 25 minutes to get food or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Generally it was very successful. But I'll tell you this, my body feels it today, but so does my soul. It was a great weekend.
That is a great weekend, and you were there for so much of it. I'll just mention I was there Friday.
And I didn't see you.
I don't know how you missed me.
Why didn't you text me?
I should have texted you.
Working? The cell phone service is incredibly poor there.
It was incredibly poor. It was about as efficient as those lines for food. I was a bit hungry and went, nope. And then when we left, they basically were giving away food. This one lady was so nice. She's like, I'm going to throw this food away. We want some food. So we grabbed some food walking out.
And how was it? Was the food?
Pretty good. It was pretty good. Yeah, I talked to a number of people at food who were there, and they enjoyed it, and they were more patient than I were, because plenty of them waited well over 30 minutes.
And you paid over $25 for just about any food item.
Yeah, we had this will shock you. We had some drinks, and
really?
The double was not the double, and it was still around $20. Well, it was more than $20 a pop with a tip. Okay, the bootlegger and the margarita. Doubles, which really singles, $70.
Wow.
$70. Yeah.
There was a couple sitting at the same picnic table I was at. They bought two 32-ounce Miller Lights, or it might have been Coors Light, with a tax and tip, $56.
Yeah. That's. Is this just what these festivals are like all across the country in comparable cities?
Yeah, and also C3 Presents, which does this festival, also does Lollapalooza, Bonnaroo, many other festivals around the world. This is the way it typically rolls.
I've always enjoyed Alabama Shakes. I missed their absence, and I loved everything a part of what Brittany Howard and her group were a part of Friday. What did you think of their performance?
I think of an opening non-headlining set that I've seen at a festival, that may have been the best one of all time. I mean, it was incredible. I'm a fan of hers.
I
saw her on her solo tours, and she seemed a little like she was trying to purge some anger on those solo tours. But when we saw her on Friday, she was looser, more confident, happy, and just deeply emotional, and had this like Etta James-like drama. I mean, it was an incredible performance. I mean, to me, She is a world-class performer.
I am with you 1,000%. You know this much better than I, but I was with my gal, and I said, this is something really special, right?
Yeah.
And I said when she did this, when she talked about how touched she was and how much it meant to her, and I said, you know, how many times you're at a show and, hey, and then the coach might have said, great to be back in Minneapolis, you know, so I'm sure that bugged some of the St. Paul folks. But sometimes, John, and you've seen it thousands of times, it's I've got to say thank you. I said to Michelle, I go, that seemed really genuine to me. It seemed like somebody
absolutely.
Who is so appreciative in what this is, the people, the band, and just the place she's at in her life. Maybe it's just at that point, but just loving what's going on.
Right. And, you know, if you see her 6 months down the road, it might be different. But this is only... They'd been on hiatus for nearly 8 years, Alabama Shakes. They had a couple other gigs before this, so this was the third gig. But this just really moved her to see the reception she got, and she was so into it. Yeah, I felt the same thing with Teddy Swims. When I saw him a couple of years ago, he was crying. He was so thrilled and moved to be there. Whereas I saw him this time, you know, no crying. He was very professional.
Yep.
And I wouldn't say slick, but he was definitely very professional. And sometimes that happens. But Brittany Howard was genuinely moved the other day.
Yeah, you're talking about Teddy Swims just at the Armory. It's so funny you say that because I was going to go and then I couldn't at the last moment because I'm a fan of their music. I heard the same thing. A friend said, you know, again, played music I liked, played music I hadn't heard of and liked and some, and just felt like it was a little more rote. It was a little more autopilot.
Yep.
And I can see how certain singers and groups can fall back in that when they're playing so much. But, I mean, it's a cliche. You never know when somebody's going to see you that one time or maybe things can change. So you want to show that passion. Okay, so what were your thoughts on Green Day?
Well, I hate to be one of those guys who's just gushing in superlatives, but Green Day to me is one of the all-time great rock and roll bands, and they've been doing it since the 90s and very, very consistent. Yeah, they've become more professional and less punk over the years, but they still bring a lot of attitude. The amount of energy is incredible, and you never know what's going to come out of Billy Joe Armstrong's mouth between songs. He can be snarky or he can be funny. He had a great line when he said, put your cell phones away. This is not a Coldplay concert.
Yeah.
It was just hilarious.
Yeah, we're going to get to that topic and the country's obsession with that story later in the show. But I think that, I mean, I took one picture and had fun with it on Twitter. Where am I? Wrong answers only. The folks, and we bounced around a little bit, but the folks, John, who just have the cell phone up the entire time. I mean, song. After song, after song. It's like, are you really enjoying your experience here? You got to live it. It's just not the same 6 months later when you're looking at your phone.
No, it isn't, because your video is never as good as it's a live experience.
No.
You know, I saw one artist who had a very deft way to handle this, and he no longer tours, and you'd be surprised, but it was Neil Diamond, who basically said, put your cell phones away. And then at one point he said, okay, you can bring out your cell phones for this song only.
Oh.
Okay?
I like that.
And then you can get all your video that you want. I don't remember what the song was. And then put them away and enjoy the concert.
That's
I thought it was a great way of handling it. Or you can be the other extreme, you know, the Bob Dylan's of the world and lock them up in yonder bags.
That's going too far, though, right? That you're giving people a reason to say it's not worth it and not go.
But, you know, we didn't have cell phones years ago, but, it's today. You need them for emergencies or whatever reason.
That's it. You know, and if people are judicious about it, that's the way to go. John Bream is with us 50 years critiquing music in this town like nobody else. He's still as sharp as ever. Okay, enough of the praise, and, I mean, genuine praise for both Alabama Shakes and Green Day. Who fell flat? Who didn't live up to it?
Well, I don't know if they fell flat, but, you know, I'm not a big Train fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you get an hour on stage, and this is a festival, these are not your own gigs where you play 90 minutes or more, except for the headliners, they get longer period. In fact, Green Day played a full 2 hours, 20 minutes past curfew. Of course, they break curfew.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Part of their deal. Yeah.
But you get trained. You get 1 hour on stage, and in the hour, they've got three huge hits, and then they do four cover songs. Do we need to hear Hey Jude? Do we need to hear The Joker? Come on.
100% right. I'll give him credit, though. When Alabama Shakes finished, boom, Train started, did nothing for me. They do nothing. So I was talking to my son, and we were well away from the stage. So it wasn't affecting that crowd. And then when Train finished, I mean, what was it, John? 3 minutes later, Hozier and his band, right on there. So they were very efficient that way.
The efficiency on stage is absolutely remarkable. I think it's the best thing that they do as a festival. You know, they must have a cast of hundreds of people that make that happen. So you have two opposite stage. You can rush to either stage, or you can be in the middle in the blanket section and just turn around and face the stage. So you never have to move. And it's really efficient. It was never more than like 3 minutes between bands.
I mentioned in the previous segment before you joined, I thought the sound quality, at least when we were bouncing around, was very good. What were your thoughts on that?
I would agree. I think it was very, very good. In fact, in the middle of Green Day last night, I turned to Chris Riemenschneider as we were discussing our wrap-up story. I said, you know, the sound has been really good at both stages. I mean, it's better if you're directly in front of the stage, but still it carried very well. You know, the question is, If the band is playing one stage and you're at the other stage, do you want them to put the sound on the opposite stage just so you can enjoy it without having to move over? You know, that's a technological question to address. Or should it appear on the video screen on the opposite stage?
Yes, right. I mean, if you could pull that off, I think that'd be a great way because, like, as I said, we didn't move at all to go see Train. And it's a huge area. So they can handle big crowds, but for Hozier, I mean, it was very, very crowded, which I get. I signed up for, and I don't mind that. But if you could have a screen there, John, and the same sound, I think plenty of people would just stay right there, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Twin Cities Jazz Festival in Mears Park, downtown St. Paul, Lower Town, I mean, much smaller event, obviously. But you can sit by the main stage, and the other stages at the other end of the park, you can hear the live sound through your sound system on the main stage while you wait there. So, you know, it can be done. I suppose you've got to have a lot of wires. And,
yeah, that's for sure.
Quite know the technology. One other disappointment in terms of the technology. On the main stage, they had a large video screen backdrop, and they never used it for live video. It was always just artsy-fartsy graphics.
Yes, right.
And you really need that big screen so
correct.
That people that are three football fields away can see what's going on.
Yeah, you're 100% right. Just if people haven't been to Harriet Island, it is a huge area. And even where there's some food locations where if you've got those screens going or you have the different screens in the stage and the speakers, it would just make it enjoyable. I thought they did a lot right. They were able to get people in and out pretty efficiently. Does this have enough momentum now after a couple of years to keep going?
Oh, yeah. I think it's got plenty of momentum. One thing I think they bungled, though, was the Hozier rain situation. You know, you get this disembodied voice. It might have been an AI voice saying, everyone go to the nearest exit. You know, rather than be like, I hate to sound like an old Woodstockian fart, but, you know, you get a real person come out on stage, say, rain is approaching. We've seen lightning. We have to end the show, and we need to exit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the screens on the smaller stage opposite Hozier said incoming weather or something, generic message. What does that mean?
Yeah, right.
You know, you need a real person to come out and tell us what's going on so we understand, and then we you know, fully cooperate.
He could have also, because... In theory, I mean, you're not going to get 30,000 people out there efficiently. I guess if he plays, like, Take Me to Church, which a lot of people wanted to see, maybe more people stay and don't leave. But if you could convince people, hey, if he says, I'm going to play this song, but I want you all moving towards the exit because I know a lot of you want to hear this song, that might have worked out. But you're asking people to be very compliant, and I'm not sure that many people might have lived up to the expectation.
Right, and I think he kind of fumbled it, because twice he said, you know, once he said, we're going to have to, you know, cut it short, and then he later goes into his usual monologue, which is a very thoughtful monologue about the kind of state of the world before he sings Nina Cried Power. And, you know, he wasted, I don't know, 3 to 5 minutes on the monologue, sang the song, and that was it. And I'm thinking, like you, you know, if you should just come on and say, we have time for 2 more songs.
Yep.
Then you do take me to church, and everyone leaves happy.
Correct.
But he was not adept at handling a situation like that. And even, I mean, they may think it's rude to have a festival spokesperson come out and talk during an artist performance. No, what they do is they have the stage manager, they tell a stage manager somehow gets the message to Hozier. But, you know, it's telephone. You don't really understand what's going on.
Exactly.
He just understands, I have to cut the show short.
Great stuff as always, sir. I appreciate it. You know we'll reach out again down the line. Enjoy the rest of your day.
All right. Keep rocking, Chip.
John Bream right here on CCO. Okay, we're going to be short here. We'll get to Chip. Great column on a grandmother and powerlifting. We'll get to Gopher Sports. We'll get to the Twins. CBS, Taylor, I'll remind you, we talked a lot of politics the first 2 segments in light of what happened with the mayoral endorsement. Jacob Fry caught up with some things. The plan was to have him on today. That may not happen. There's still an outside chance, 2:35. The communication has been, if it doesn't happen today, we will have the mayor of Minneapolis on, because he did not get the endorsement. Omar Fattah ended up getting that endorsement. So that story not going away. CBS is next. CCO.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in 1 easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.